Follow that annual BG, you blazing high jam, static flipping for the new millennium. Also getting ready for the 5 o'clock traffic jam. What? Man, no limit in here, along with the kings of comedy.
How are you doing?
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, baby.
I just wanted to welcome you all.
Well, I was going to tell you I had some tickets for you, but unfortunately, we got to come up here together.
Well, I can do that.
I got tickets.
You must not know where this station is. If you leave now, you'll make the Sunday show.
Everybody want to know. We sitting up here being sincere. Do we get along?
Yeah.
Do we like each other?
Yeah. I'm glad we finally made it out to this one. We had to fill up twice.
You almost lost. You talking about me behind my back?
Hell no, man.
You know, today is the last day you can purchase tickets for only $9.99, baby, right? And Charlotte Coliseum.
$9.99. What the hell is it? Chicken dinner?
$9.98, man. You can't see us for no $9.99.
$9.98.
Them pennies is killing them at the ticket office. We ain't got no more pennies.
Because you know us, we really coming up there with crime raw bags full of checks.
Hold on, I got a nickel. Run to the car. Nathaniel. Open the ashtray and bring them two dimes.
You know what I want to know about? While you guys on tour, I know a lot of ladies come to the comedy show.
What you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Well, you want to know out of all the married men, the four married men on this tour, who gets the most juice? That's what you want to know?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know, I'm juicing fruit. You know what I mean?
Your host is the one and only
started. As always, I like to say that God is everything. Without God, I wouldn't be nothing. Well, now that we done got that out the way, how y'all doing with y'all country ass? You know your ass is country. Don't be looking around. I'm country my damn self. That's how I know country ass people when I see them. Country ass people appreciate shit. That's why I know I'm country. I know. Cause what? No, I know. Oh, I know y'all been talking about it.
And I'm not we gonna be on TV.
Boy, y'all been at the barber shops and beauty salons. Girl, I'm going to see the Kings. Get all my shit done. I'm going to see the Kings, not the Kings, the Kings. Well, goddamn it, Charlotte, I got news for you. The Kings is here. Y'all had a lot of good stuff happening in Charlotte. Your football team had a pretty decent season. That's all right. Give them a hand. You know, so you know, y'all just got the football team a few years ago. Now you sitting there like it's been a part of the city for 30 damn years. I say football team, y'all. Country ass ought to be glad you got a football team. I ain't no need to boo with me. Y'all need some laughs, because I tell you right now, all the news about your football team ain't been good news. Ray Caruth. What the hell was on Ray mind? Hey, look, first of all, just let me say this. I ain't here to talk about guilt or innocence, because that ain't my job. I don't know what he did or whether he did or whatever. All I want to know is, who helped plan the goddamn escape? Was this not the ignorantest shit you ever seen? What was his little punk ass thinking? Goddamn it, normally when you running from the law, you want to get a passport. Go to Canada, Brazil, Mexico. No, not Ray Ray. Ray Ray took his ass to Nashville. What Nashville? About 200 miles. damn car. What is your ignorant ass thinking about? Do you know who looking for you, Ray Ray? The FBI. Go to no goddamn Nashville. Like they ain't gonna spot your black ass in Nashville. And where did this little retarded son bitch try to hide? In the goddamn trunk. Well, I know y'all couldn't even believe that shit. Y'all had to be back in Charlotte going, I know good and well this motherfucker ain't in this trunk. I bet when they open, I bet the son bitch better not be in that trunk. That little motherfucker is in the goddamn trunk. Get your black ass out that trunk. I see some of y'all ain't laughing. You kiss my ass. That's funny. Ain't no need to get mad at me, goddammit. I ain't shot nobody. You know, I'm all for uplifting black people. But goddammit, there's some shit you ain't got no business doing. Now somebody gone cause your ass done tripped. Ray Ray little retarded ass. As a little boy, he had to be the stupidest son of a bitch to ever play hide and go seek. This motherfucker just gonna stand on the other side of the tree. Ray Ray, ain't you gonna hide? I'm already hiding. But I ain't mad at y'all, though, cause y'all ain't the only one going through something. It's like that big movie that came out, the Titanic. White people always running to jump on some bullshit. Did you go see that long-ass dry movie? I kept saying, everybody know what's gonna happen. Goddammit, bring on the water. Let's drown these motherfuckers. You know what it's about. What are we sitting in here 3 hours for? Worrying about this little punk-ass boy in jail. Drown his punk ass. That's a damn shame the whole movie was a Titanic all that long. That movie had been about black people, wouldn't even been no movie. You ain't never in your life heard of 3,000 black people dying at the same damn time. I don't give a damn if it was on the ship. And I know half us can't swim. But black people would have came up with some shit. Anywhere in the world you'd have drowned black people and you saw the movie. The band was playing as the ship went down. What black band you know gonna keep playing with the damn ship going down? Cool in the Gang would have been unplugging shit. Man, let's get the fuck out of here. That shit up. God damn it, come on. Wrap this shit up. Let's go. God damn it, let's go. Get that amplifier up on somebody. Fuck around, get shot. You can't drown them. You know how creative black people. Dog, all them black people on that boat, they'd have been turning over them goddamn dining room tables. They'd have been out there in the water. One of them dinner napkins, let some air get in it.
Poker, y'all, 3-card maximum draw. Don't get silly. I got problems and situations going on.
Concerns.
I got concerns that don't concern the rest of y'all. So I'm going to take one. Man, I don't know if that was right.
Yeah, Trace, she looking good.
Let me see how I'm going to try to approach this. That's 7. 8.
I won't bet 8, too. I got 8.
Hold on,
man.
You got it.
What
was that?
7, 6, 7, 10, 10, 8. 8, that's it.
I mean,
that's 8.
I raised 5.
Come on, join in or join out.
Oh, man. It's
on me?
It's on you. Come on with that pal.
I ain't got nothing. I ain't got a motherfucker today.
This nigga, I'm in Louise. These niggas are flying off the cliff.
No, but let me ask you something. Ripple, can I bring you out? Do I bring you out?
Yes, indeed.
Or does I bring you out?
Dog, I ain't know what to do, dog. I was going to have to bring Marvin Gaye with me. I need somebody extra.
I start looking around for another motherfucker, too. I'm like,
that nigga bring you out.
It ain't me.
The first brother that I'm bringing to the stage, I have known for over 13 years. You may remember him as the original host of BET's Comic View. He later became one of the stars of Def Jam. He is the star of the number one new show on ABC entitled The Hugo. Charlotte, North Carolina, put your hands together and show your love for D.
I love my goddamn job. Shit. Some people don't like their fucking jobs, boy. What? Some of y'all gotta get up and go to work in the morning. God damn. How many sick days I got left? This is some bullshit here. We stay out real late knowing we gotta get up early morning to go to work home and try to estimate how much sleep we gonna get, don't we? Damn, it's 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Shit, I better go to sleep. God. We don't just call out sick, we go to the bathroom and practice, don't we? Hello? Yeah. Bad thing about working is, everybody got a job, and everybody got somebody working at their job that's this close to you whooping their ass, ain't it? They don't know it yet, but they this close to getting ass whooping, ain't they? You be, if this motherfucker say something to me today, I swear to God, I'm gonna fuck him up. I ain't bullshit. And if you ain't clapping, it's probably your ass that's going to the dance with. We do shit different. Like white folk, they quit a job, give it a 2-week notice. I'm quitting in exactly 2 weeks. Black folk, we get to quit a job, it's going to be a surprise. We walk in 4 hours late. Look here, let me holler at y'all. Fuck each and every last one of y'all. You must have a new job. You goddamn right I do. Tell you what it is, you can fuck up my resume. You can't fire white folk. You fire white folk, you best believe somebody getting shot that day. I'm fired? I'll be right back, you sons of bitches. You fire a brother, we be mad for a different reason. How come you didn't call me at home, motherfucker? You knew I was fired yesterday. Making me burn up all my goddamn gas. Black folk kill you behind their gas, so we don't fill up our gas tank all the way, do we? Just enough gas for the trip we going on. Give me $2 on pump one, please. I ain't going that goddamn far. Shit. You ever so broke you gotta use that change to keep in the ashtray? Don't act like it's just me. Fuck y'all. Some of y'all pay for your gas. Give me 52 cents on pump one, please. What are you driving, a lawnmower? Stay out of my goddamn business. Put my gas in the fucking cupboard. White folk get money, they it's a good thing they have it because they can't handle it, man. White folk get nervous when a bill collector calls, don't they? Jesus, a bill collector's on the phone! What are we gonna say? They done fucked up and gave black folk caller ID now, we. First thing we do is run over and check the display, huh? Wait a minute, let that motherfucker ring now, eh? I ain't got no friends with no 800 numbers, fuck that, man. You ever had a bill collector on your phone talking shit to you on your phone? Look, goddammit, we have been as patient as we're gonna be. Now, when can we expect payment? Motherfucker, you can expect payment anytime you want. Look here, why don't you pick a date? That way we'd be surprised together. Because I ain't had the money when you called last week. I ain't gonna have your money when you call next week. I'm telling you this because I'm tired of disguising my goddamn voice. Ain't no Chinese people live here. That was me going, he no here, he no here. He move away, he no here no more. If you don't pay, we're gonna fuck up your credit report. Motherfucker, ain't no more room on my credit report. What, you gonna staple some shit to my credit for? We don't give a good damn. I'm serious. White folk get broke, you best believe somebody dying that though. Black folk ain't gonna kill nobody just cause we broke, cause that ain't no new condition for us. You broke, you gonna kill somebody? No, I'm gonna get my phone cut back on to my mama name and then... Oh, we'll put some credit in little kids' name, won't we? I know 6-year-old kids got apartments in their name. The transcription name on the lease and come on now, we... Don't nobody do shit like us. We knew how to be broke, cause Halloween was a fucked up holiday for us. Cause you never got the whole costume. Just a mask. You walk around with a mask and street clothes on. Wondering why the whole neighborhood recognize your ass. Everybody wanted to be a superhero, but your mother wouldn't even buy you no cape. I ain't got no money for no goddamn cape. Shit, I can make you a cape. Go get me a towel and a clothes pin. I can't fly with this heavy motherfucker on. Shit, I got to walk everywhere. And we all had one of them country-ass grandmamas you could never understand, but they steady trying to talk to your ass. Sit down and reach around and turn that wrench around. You done dropped it, now wrench it off. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know how to wrench shit off. You heard what I said. Wrench around and wrench it off. They only got shit like Viagra for grandparents. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want my grandparents fucking. I don't want to call the house.
No.
You don't know what the fuck you're here now. What you doing, big mama? Ooh, child. I'ma need to call you back. Papa done got some of this Niagara. See, so did the Niagara take hold yet? See, so? I'ma put these beans on till your Niagara take hold. I mean, we was growing up, everybody mama wore that fucked up house coat, remember that? Lost the string, had to hold it together. Get your black ass in this house. Mama, why don't you get in the house looking like that? Shit, eh? Everybody know you my mama, that's why I'm fighting at school every goddamn day, yeah? You ever had the mama come pick you up in school looking so fucked up? You had to pretend like that wasn't your mama? Kids be out front, God damn! Who mama's that right there? That's my mama, that's my... Plastic all over all the goddamn furniture. You fall asleep on that couch, you damn near dehydrate. Remember that? Mama, I'm stuck! Get a spatula and some Kool-Aid. We was growing up, you always had to stay with your mean grandmama, too. I'm going out of town, you gotta stay with big mama. Goddamn! I hate that bitch and she hate me. Everything you did of your mean grandmama house gonna run up her light bill. Don't you come in my house talking loud. You will fuck around and run up my light bill. My light bill be sky high because of your little black ass. Got them silly ass superstitions. Don't use a phone, it's a rainstorm. Lightning be done struck my house. Then my light bill be sky high. It's bad luck to open an umbrella in the house. No, it's bad luck having a hole in your fucking roof. That's what's bad luck, shit. All this shit getting wet. We fuck around and kill ourselves in here. And I don't give a damn how bad you hurt yourself. Your mother wasn't going to never take you to the doctor. You could break your neck. You done broke your goddamn neck, huh? Lay down and take a nap, you simple bastard. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. We do shit different, man. And I talk a lot about race, because a lot of people don't, man. Racism exists. People act like they ain't racist, and they talk all this shit. Let me tell you something. People know exactly what not to say to not appear racist. They say all the right shit in front of people. They get home and say some fucked up shit. I think everybody should be able to say what the fuck is on their mind. I was not mad at John Rocker, ignorant ass from the Atlanta Braves. I was just mad when he made that bullshit apology. Fuck that. Apologizing. White folk apologize for shit and do the same shit. Oh, I'm not racist. I've had 3 black people over my house. If you know how many niggas been over your house, you racist like a motherfucker. The fuck you doing? You out front counting them? 1, 2, 3. That's enough shit. This is not Harlem. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Then he said, oh, I don't like them because they threw beer at me at Yankee Stadium. Black folk ain't throwing no goddamn beer at nobody. Expensive as them beers is. Now, if he'd have got hit with an empty beer can, that might have been one of us. They threw batteries at me. Black folk don't throw no batteries away. Not till they've been in the freezer 3-4 times. Try to charge their ass up. We are different. We are different. Ain't nothing wrong with being different. Like, white folk do shit we don't do. Like, white folk get anorexia. I'm too fat. I won't eat anything. I want to lose weight. Black folk, we get anorexia, it's on accident. Somebody done fucked around and lost their job. Daddy, we ain't eating. We got anorexia. No, Daddy got laid off. White folk do shit for excitement. We don't do. Always got to ski and bungee jump and skydive. Black folk ain't gonna never bungee jump. That's too much like lynching for us. So I'm gonna let you tie a rope around me and push me off a bridge. You must be out your goddamn mind. Let me do you, I do you. Fuck that, eh? We don't have to do shit for excitement. It's hard enough just to be black. Fuck all that. We have enough excitement in our life trying to do regular shit. They talk to you at work. What are you gonna do for excitement today? I'm gonna drive past the police and try not to get my ass whooped, and then I'm gonna fill out this loan application that's been denied 50 times. And then I'm gonna pull my wallet out and hope I don't get shot 41 times. That's the fuck I'm gonna do. If I drop my wallet in front of police, I know the rules now. I will not pick that motherfucker up. I'll kick it all the way home. Fuck this. We do shit different, man. And God never put the most beautiful thing on earth to a black woman. I swear for God, boy. I've been married 14 years. Before you get married, you get all the fucking sex you want. After you get married, you're on some kind of goddamn ration. I don't feel like it. I got a headache. Girl, I don't even want to fuck with your head. Shit, you can stay asleep for all I give a goddamn. Every woman in here done woke up before. What you doing back there? Nothing, but I'll be finished in a minute now. Turn around. You done fucked my concentration up. I got some. You ever notice the freakiest shit you done the night before, the hard it is to find your drawers the next morning? You done some freaky shit. They ain't never by the side of the bed where you live. They roll up in the cover some goddamn way. What they doing in the ceiling fan? You don't want money to play helicopter, man. Now get my panties down for them kids come up in here. And I know we hard on y'all, but y'all don't make it easy yourself asking dumbass questions y'all like to ask. Why you don't like to take a shower with me? Because I hate to be at the back of the fucking shower freezing to death. That's why. Well, it's your job to block all the hot water and shit. How come you don't hold me when we finish making love? Because it's hot! Move! Get off me! Get off me! Why you always make me sleep in the wet spot? Because that's your side. How come I always got to quit the wash rag, girl? I don't need no wash rag. My nuts can air dry. Never leave that wash rag on the nightstand. Your kids coming in your wash rag on the nightstand. Give me that goddamn wash rag. Get the fuck out of my room. You ever fuck around and have an orgasm too quick? Women act like you done broke the law. You ain't shit. Yeah, but I ain't horny no more either, am I? You could have came just like I did. Fucking around with that foreplay bullshit. I got right to the point. Side girl, I just wanted to knock that first one out the way. Now I'm going to tear that ass up. You don't know who you fucking with, girl. I work you like a part-time job. Is it morning already? Get some selfish motherfucker. Kids mess up the fucking tooth. You got kids, you ain't getting none until the kids go to sleep. Wait till the kids sleep. Is the door locked? And kids sleep. Kids know you want to get something. They never take their black ass to sleep. They stay up late drinking coffee, taking no-no. Because the woman's biggest fear is that their kids going to catch them fucking, ain't it? Hard to explain to your child how come mama ass was in there. You know they're going to catch you one day, that door going to creak open on your ass. Yeah! I got three kids, two girls and one little boy. What is it about little boys? They don't even try to wipe their ass. Just shit and get up.
Daddy, I'm finished.
Son, you ain't even gonna attempt to wipe your ass. You gonna be an itchy ass motherfucker. I always walk around my booty itch. Cause it's chock full of shit, son. Won't wipe their ass. All you wanna have drawers with superheroes on them. Pokemon be shitty in a motherfucker.
Which one is that? I guess that shitty man, little nasty.
Shouldn't talk about little boys because they grow up become men who don't wipe their ass that goddamn good. And I don't give a fuck how cool you are. Every man in here done had a shitty day. You know the day when you ain't wipe your ass good as you thought you did? Take them drawers off. Woo-hoo!
She ain't about to see these motherfuckers.
start to put them way down in the bottom of the dirty clothes. You can tell when she find them on wash day. What the fuck is this? You such a man learn to wipe your ass. I don't know what women laughing at. Like, y'all don't ever do no nasty shit. Y'all don't ever leave no panties soaking in the sink. That's the nastiest shit in the world. Would you move these motherfuckers? I'd like to bust my goddamn teeth. They don't never soak the sexy panties. Just a big ass period panty, you know. Panties go from here to here. You think it's a goddamn pillowcase in the sink or some shit. Maybe that's just my house. I believe in God. Don't nobody love God like black folk. Black folk love us some God. We do, boy. Jesus was black, and you get in the end. If Jesus was black, you know the apostles were black. There wasn't no 12 white men to follow no brother. Unless they was the police and Jesus had a warrant, huh? They didn't have to describe Jesus to me for me to know he was black. Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine at a wedding. Now, if that ain't black folk shit, I don't know what is. Lord, we done ran out of wine. Well, y'all know normally I don't do this, but go ahead and keep the party going. How you doing, man? Look like a broke-ass rapper right there, MC. MC such and such. Ain't that a bitch? With that Charlie Brown sweater on. I'm sorry, I meant wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Motherfucker, grown-ass man got the randomers on. Ain't that a bitch? That sweater's so tight, look like a snap between the legs. And what you laughing at with them thick-ass glasses on? You could have watched the show with Fayetteville, huh? Glasses that thick, I hope you ain't got no job when you supposed to see, like. Lord, please don't be no school bus driver. You be running over the kid. Boom, boom, boom. You probably have to have prescription windshields in your bus, honey.
Kids, my head hurt when I ride with him.
How you doing? Look at this girl. You got some big ass eyes. I keep thinking somebody behind me. How the hell you sleep with eyes that big?
I can't close my eyes all the way. I'm so tired. So tired.
You shouldn't have eyelids. You have mini blinds, huh? Look at the girl next to her, all that red. Girl, look like a pack of Kool-Aid, don't you? And how you doing, Pebble? Thought you was a Thundercat or some shit like that. How you doing, bro? Look, the members only coat on. God damn. God damn. You got the dig way in the back of your closet for a coat that old, yeah? You probably came with an 8-track tape, huh? And look at the girl next to all that goddamn hair. Look, got a finger weave, a pressing curl, and a perm. Huh? I ain't gonna fuck with you, man. How long you been out? You don't get no muscle like that in no health club. You get muscle like that trying to keep a motherfucker off you.
I ain't gonna be no bitch.
Oh, shit. Who is this brother with the blonde hair? Ain't that a bitch? Like somebody whipped your ass with a bottle of peroxide, huh? You got some big ass teeth, goddamn. Teeth that big, your birthday got to be on Easter, huh? You go to the dentist for braces, you put a gate around your mouth, huh? You better not ever go down on no woman with no teeth that big. You fuck around, give some girl a hysterectomy, huh?
I can't have no kids. You done scratched my uterus, you son of a bitch.
Charlotte, y'all been great. I'm gonna holler at you later.
That's the gangster love right there. That'll the one be on stage tonight. Cover that up. It's like the Hope Diamond. The rest of the gear is gone down to the pressing. We'll put it and it'll come back in. We'll coordinate the whole thing. Shoes, chocolate brown hat. Hit the stage tonight. Clean. I can't whistle, but that's how clean I'll be. Maybe next time. Maybe next movie for you. Who knows? It's the suit that didn't make it. Sorry, buddy. As the show's going on, you know, and I'm preparing, you know, getting into my zone, trying to do things. You know, I go through a lot of different things. just, you know, as a metamorphosis.
This is a nice sanctuary for me. You kind of get in here and you work out and you loosen up. And...
On your stays, quitalis peccata mundi, dora eis requiem, dora
eis. That was another life.
Backstage is usually an overrated experience.
About that. Charlotte, that's old school. If you ain't old school, you don't really know what's happening. That ain't saying nothing against hip-hop. It's just I'm old school to my heart. I ain't converting over. See, you know what hip-hop don't do? See, hip-hop don't sing about love no more.
Nope.
Without love, your ass is lacking major shit in your life. Your punk ass run around talking about all the women you got. If your ass ain't in love, your ass done missed the whole ship. That's what I love about old school. They sing about love. Shit right there. Hip-hop done lost their damn mind sometimes. You know what? I shoot you in your chest, I'll wax you. I don't hear no shit about me getting shot in the chest. My goddamn t-shirt wet. I'd rather have my t-shirt wet from making love. I don't want to get shot to get wet. That's the problem. They done gave up on love. See, the thing about old school players work with one mic. I don't care how many of them it was, wasn't but one mic. Five Temptations, one mic. I don't give a damn what they did, they came back to the mic. No more. Stank ass rappers make me sick. Everybody on the goddamn stage got a mic. 40 motherfucking people. All of them got a mic. Motherfucker, why? We can't even understand what one of your ass is saying. How you done gave everybody a goddamn mic? You ever been to a rap concert? What are you talking about? And you know what I really don't like about a rap show? You been to a rap concert? Too many goddamn instructions. Everybody got to do something. Everybody pump it up, pump it up. Pump it up, pump it up. Everybody stand up, stand up. Put your hands in the air. Wave like you just don't care. Everybody say, oh, oh. Pump it up, pump it up. Motherfucker, for what? I paid $38.50. God damn it, you scream. You ain't gonna work my ass half to death. I came in here to enjoy the show. I don't wanna help out. See, I don't like about that shit. Rap, man. Danny, quit singing about love. I'm telling you something. If you don't get into old school,
you done missed it. See, I'm a 74, bruh. To the bottom of my heart, Glenville High School, Cleveland, Ohio, 1974. When music was music, we had songs back then. As soon as you hear them, your ass just lit up. See, me, I'm an Earth, Wind, and Fire man.
If I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light,
everybody,
would you mind?
These is lyrics, goddammit, singer.
I fell to the lead tonight again.
If you ain't feeling it, then damn it, this ain't for you. We had songs back then, when you heard the very beginning, your ass damn near blew up.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to you. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I've
been
falling every other life.
You ever been with somebody your ass wanted to get away from? This song is for you. God damn it, I want to be free.
I want to be free. Yes, I am.
If your loving wasn't so good, if your smile wasn't holding, I swear to God I'd leave your ass. But God damn it, right now, I got to stay. But God damn it, I want to be free. The one I'm going to give you now is one of the strongest love songs ever sung to a woman before. This motherfucker has some feelings so deep for this woman. This motherfucker cried through the whole goddamn record. This one here is the greatest love song ever.
Trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance.
Boy, this motherfucker singing this song. See, that's what songs used to be about. Used to tell a woman how you felt about her. But the problem now is you don't never tell your woman how you feel about her. But you want her ass to stay around with you and hang on to your sorry, stinking ass. But you need to tell your woman, God damn it, I love you. God, come on, Lenny, come on.
I done heard him. Did somebody throw their drawers up?
You can't tell me, Lynn.
That's it, y'all. So let's get it on, y'all. He hails from St. Louis, Missouri. He is the second host of BET's Comic View. He made his national television debut on Showtime with the Apollo. He's the co-star of the Steve Harvey Show. He is the 1999 and the year 2000 Image Award winner for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. He's in the house tonight, Charlotte. Put your hands together for my motherfucking friend, Cedric the Entertainer.
See you too. A lot of white people in the house. They got their seats all up front. How y'all doing? Nice and early. Y'all charge y'all shit, do you? White people can charge tickets. We got to wait. We got to wait on our check. Get eyes. We ain't putting tickets on no credit card now. That's for big shit. The credit card for big shit. You know, they all up front too and got their seats early too. They came in early. They know us. They know we're sitting in their damn seats. That's why they came. White people get to us, you know, they'll tell when somebody in their damn seats. That's because they live by a different creed than we do in life. White people hope things don't go wrong. They will get the usher because they hope things don't happen. They have high hopes. And if they were running a little late tonight, they probably were thinking, oh my God, we're running a little late. Oh my goodness, I hope no one's in our chairs. Man, I hope no one's in our seats. I don't want any problems. Bruhs, we don't never get to usher. We don't need usher. Because we don't live by the hope creed. Black people got a totally different creed we live by. It's more computational. It's the wish factor. Black people don't hope. We wish. We wish a motherfucker would be in our shit. I ain't lying in my dog. Bro, come in late like, nigga, I wish a motherfucker would be in my damn chair. Much money I had to pee for these seats, nigga, I wish a motherfucker would be in my chair. No, that's us right there, partner. 4 and 5. 4 and 5. Come on now. We confrontational like that, man. That's why it ain't time for a lot of stuff we ask for. Talking about we want a black president. Come on now. A black president? Come on, y'all, now, you know, I mean, you know, we got Clinton, that's close. He got Negro tendencies, but, he on his way out. We can't handle no black president. I mean, because, you know, what's the deficit, like, $6 trillion or something, you know, black people, we don't deal with debt like that. That'd be too much pressure for a black president. $6 trillion, man, he'd be sitting at the White House, man, talking about, hey, dog, hey, man, hey, tell him I ain't got it, man, shit, tell him, tell him I can put something on it, I can put a little bit on it, ask him if they'll take a post-dated check or something, see if they'll do that. Black president, man, we can't handle all that same stuff. We couldn't deal with that Monica Lewinsky. Black people, we can't be under the eye of being a president. We don't have nobody all in our business like that. We couldn't have been the president with that Monica Lewinsky nonsense going on. Black president don't do all that getting fronted on. You just jump up and yell our business all out. We don't play like that. Black president been at a press conference, you know, doing his thing. Reporter would have jumped up. Yeah. Tell us about Monica Lewinsky. What? Hold on, dog. What you gonna ask me in front of my wife and everything, nigga? Hold my jacket, dog. That's when everybody started leaving. The president fight too much, eh? He always fighting. That's why I don't go nowhere where he is. He just like Anthony Mason. He always. Oh, man. Now, I've been having a good year, though. I'm going through some things, though. I realized, too, this year, dog, I got a little year older than me. I'm a grown-ass man. You ever realize that, player, when you realize you're a grown-ass man, just can't do little things no more? Dog, you're a grown-ass man, dog. You don't play games with people, dog. You don't play. You know, black people got all these little nicknames and stuff. Y'all hear them on the shout-out. You hear me calling on the radio, doing the shout-out, talking about I won't give it up to my little homie, little pistol starter, my little dog, stomach ache. I met this brother the other day, brother named Daryl. He gonna tell me everybody call him Delicious. Something I said, you can just call me Delicious. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Dang, you ain't calling no another dude Delicious? What if that nigga way down the street or something? Delicious! Yo, D, hold up. Ain't doing it, man. It's a trip, dog. That's why I don't like y'all listen to the radio, all these little songs. Don't nobody be singing about nothing no more, man. Little dudes just be whining all that. I like grown people stuff. I don't like all that thong, da thong, da thong. I don't like thong, da thong. It's all good. I like old school singers, dog. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Osborne. You know what I'm saying? Frankie Beverly, man. You know what I'm saying? Luther. Big Luther, dog. Big Luther, not Little Luther. I don't do Little Luther. I don't do Little Luther. I like Big Curl Ain't Quite Right Luther. That's the one I like. That boy made all that money in his curl. His curl never curled all the way over, you know. That was just something that always concerned me. That was just something that always concerned me. Like Teddy P. Teddy tell you what he want in a song. Teddy, they used to tell you in a song. Teddy, turn off the lights, light a candle. And Teddy think you ain't listening to his ass. Teddy holler at you. Teddy, turn them off. You know, you make sure that damn light out. I know that, though. That's why I like that. That's why I listen. I like reggae music, too, though. I like to listen to reggae music, though, man. I like reggae music because they songs be having a cause, be an issue going on in reggae songs. It don't be no lightweight stuff. Come on, too, dog. It just be rocking. Watch up! Watch me! You gotta look at them. Look out now. Come down! Woke up this morning, I was hungry. Looked in that cupboard, it was bare. Oh no, I'm off, oh no. Thought I fixed myself a sandwich. Hot peanut butter, but no jam, no jam. Help me now, peanut butter, no jam, no jam. Come down. There's a lot of little stuff happening in the news, dog, man. People going crazy out there, man. You know, and it was like large groups of white folk getting killed at one time. Be nine of them get shot at work all together. You know, when there's somebody going on a rampage, you don't never really hear no, you don't never hear that in no news, do you? No 10, 11 black people getting killed all together. Because we run. Nigga, we run when somebody else run. We don't be asking no questions while we running. We don't know why we running. We don't even need to know. We don't need no run coordinator to get all the running organized. You know, I'm with you and you start running, well, damn it, I'm going to start running. That's just how it go. Once we stop running, I find out what it was we was running about. You know I ain't lying, dog. We be in a group, dog. You don't even have to be paying attention. Take off running. Then you be in the middle of conversation. Yeah, nigga, so Keith and them. Damn, dog, you scared me, man. What the hell was we running for? Y'all know I ain't lying. Cause let about three, four people get up and start running right now. Y'all know I ain't lying. If somebody start running right now, it'd be a good 7 or 8 of y'all. Like, what they running for? What they, get a lease of them! Get a lease! Ooh, girl, they almost got us. Meanwhile, white people walk right to the trouble. What the heck is going on? Why did anybody tell me? Oh, my God. The trip, dog. People did, though. We used to have gangs. They act like gang. They didn't do no drive-by shooting each other and all that old killing. It was a gang, though. You used to come in the club, look like a gang, act like a gang, dress like a gang, be a gang. I mean, and they'll come in the club and generally see somebody they don't like. And it'll be on. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt because they were breakdancers. Nigga, y'all remember breakdancers? Breakdancers come in the club, see somebody they don't like, nigga, it be on. They come in the club, nigga, you be like... Gone crazy though, dog, man. There's a lot of homeless people, everybody begging. I'm so sick of people begging, including my damn relatives, man. I tell you, I've been working on a new form of martial arts for people that beg, dog, man. Just, you know, get them off for you. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no stuff. Anybody can do this. This ain't hard. This ain't like Chinese. This ain't Taekwondo. This straight up, nigga, please. When the rose man come up to you at the club, nigga, please. I get so deep in it, sometimes I get in the matrix on their ass, nigga. Nigga, I've been trying to play a little golf. No, we stretching out, black people. We ain't playing just basketball no more. We all over the place. Hey, since Tiger Woods won a couple of years ago, we out there trying to play, boy. I'm out there. It'd be a lot of black people at the golf course now. I call it the post-Tiger Renaissance. We at the golf course strong, boy. We be making white people nervous because, nigga, we be at the golf course wrong. Oh, you know us. We out there with wave caps on and shit. Niggas is wearing Timberlands and out there barbecuing and trying to borrow people's golf cart to run to the stove. Come on, nigga, I'll be back.
Ain't like it's your court. Damn, nigga, let me just run to the stove.
I like golf, though, man. That mean, but when you know you play golf like that, mean more things gonna open up for black people in golf. Do you mean you don't have black players? Then we got to have black golf announcers. See, that's gonna change things. You get a black golf announcer because, see, we a little more excitable about stuff. See, we ain't really do golf because, you know, you got to be too quiet. You know, they out there shushing you and shushing me. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Nigga, I can say something. Tiger, my cousin, I can say something. Yeah, they're shushing you. Golf quiet, but we get too excited. Black golf announcers start out right. He'll call it regular at first. He'll be, Tiger Woods is about to win it all. On the 18th hole. If he hits this putt, it'll take him to 9 under par and the win. This very short putt should break a little to the left. God damn, dog! You almost had that motherfucker, man. I don't know what to tell you. Take it over, dog. We doing all kinds of sports. You just seen little Serena Williams. She won the U.S. Open. Taking it off, man. We're going to be doing all they little sports. We got them nervous, boy. You'll see black people. Next thing you know, we're going to be downhill skiing. Then we ain't going to need skis. You know us. We'll be out there in church shoes, nigga. Just... Next thing you know, we'll be doing equestrian, synchronized swimming, water polo, hockey. I don't know about hockey. I mean, there's a couple of bruhs play hockey, but I don't know if they're going to let some real bruhs play hockey, like Nuck Nuck and, you know, Pojo them. I don't know if they're going to. Hockey? Because you get to fight. You know, in hockey, they just let you fight. Come on now. Y'all know it'd be a brother out there skating without a stick, nigga, just... And you know what he's thinking? I wish a motherfucker would. What? You know we can't ice skate too damn good, so you know. Y'all almost hurt my whole left side. Somebody give me a damn paramedic. Man, what the hell? Summertime coming up. Last year I went to my little cousin's wedding. Y'all ever been to a ghetto wedding? You ever seen two ghetto ass people that love one another get together in holy matrimony? Scary ass sight, ain't it? Boy, she's coming down the aisle, man, and bridesmaid, everybody got on, you know, body suits and shit. Flowers girls coming down, ain't got no damn flowers, nigga. They basket full of sunflower seeds and shit, they throwing them up. People picking them up, eating them and shit. Cold ass wedding right here, nigga. This cold ass wedding. She and snuck some Luke bass music off in the wedding. Oh, she was coming down the aisle normally at first, and they just broke out in the middle of the wedding. She was coming down normal. She had a little gown on. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Hey, girl. All of a sudden, get on up and shake the booty. Come on, get the booty. All of a sudden, all the bridesmaids was like, oh, shit, we about to make a little change up in here. Dude. How many of y'all still smoke cigarettes, man? Anybody still smoke? It's hard on you, ain't it? Hard. You can't even smoke cigarettes on Earth no more, can you? Nigga, you got to leave Earth to have a square now, nigga. You... I feel sorry for people who can't smoke. Well, you know, like where they work. Got to go outside and have a cigarette. It ain't bad when it's been kind of nice like it is, but y'all had a little winter come through here. That shit ain't cute when it's cold outside. It's, you see them too, it be like four or five of them all together. Nigga be trying to stay warm. Be so cold, they only get like two puffs in there. How come people who smoke can't never find their damn lighter? I like the different style of smokers too, boy. Yeah, see somebody real cool smoke? You know, that player type brother be standing out front of the liquor store all day, be talking. He smoke a cigarette, it's like a dramatization. Get the little pack. I know, nigga. All right, nigga, I'll let you let on. Nigga, call me right at my favorite, though, that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got, a Plymouth? Yeah, nigga, bring that back around here for 4 o'clock. Nigga, ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, I used to work out of plant 15 goddamn years. Nigga, I'll put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pack, 6-pack of beer or something like that. Nigga, well, you know what, boy, you look like your goddamn daddy. Nigga, you don't look like you leave. Boy, you look just like I damn you lead it.
I like that.
Yeah, a lot of them space movies out. White people like space movies. Black people don't really do space like that. White people love space movies. They love movies about the moon and Mars where they can be leaving our ass down here on Earth. That's what they think. They think they're going to leave us down here on Earth. They're going to move to the moon. Ain't going to happen. Y'all move to the moon, damn it, we coming to the moon. Oh, we'll be right behind y'all in space shuttles with Cadillac grills, nigga. Just rolling, one headlight out. Tags be all wrong. All base. Y'all know we'll drive a space shuttle, too. That's right up our damn alley. A space shuttle is long. Ain't scared no black folk. We'll drive a space shuttle. We grew up driving long cars. We'll drive a space shuttle like it's a 72 deuce and a quarter. Nigga, we get us a cigarette. Nigga, we be in a space shuttle, nigga, like it's a 72 deuce. Nigga, we get us a... What's up, turn our music down is when we got a parallel park. That's the only time we got to concentrate, nigga. Soon we get in, we turn our shit back up. Yo, Charlotte, I'm sorry, you're the tiger, let me get out of here.
You're the mirror, you make me feel so good.
Tired y'all fucking with us.
I can't drive. I can't go no more from where. I go to New York, I can't get a cab. What type of shit is this? You know, I vote. I still get hassled. You know, I've been with my wife for 25 years. I ain't got no outside kid. But do I get it? No, no. Fuck that. I'm going to tell y'all. But do I have a television show? No.
I'll hold a man.
I ain't got no television show. Why? Because you scared of me. Scared I'm going to say something. Motherfucker, right? Think I won't say something? Let me tell you something. Y'all been fucking with me for a long time, you know? But I'm back. Shit, me and Jim Brown will tell this motherfucker.
Made by Bernie Mac belong to him and right. Him itself.
Now, you told me to say what I wanted to say. White folks, I don't mean that. I'm just playing. Not to do. If you give me a chance, I'll take WB, I'll take UPN, I'll take USA. Give me a chance to show you.
You take the food channel.
So with TNT.
The Bernie Mac cooking show.
TNT.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. Hey, dog, where y'all going? This a movie we shooting. We just can't have the front row empty. Bring your ass back. Hey, dog, hey. Okay.
You can't get him out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where y'all going? Who y'all know upstairs?
Did they leave their coat? Is that their coat? Let me see. Damn. Give me the coat. Give me the coat. Give me the... Lady, put your ass up and give me that coat. Uh-oh. Kind of heavy. Could be some hardware. Bling, bling. Bet this motherfucker don't know his coat on the floor.
Steve, you so fine!
Yeah. So we're going to take a real brief intermission. And when I tell you brief, y'all, I do mean brief. So don't stray far, because when I come back, I'm coming right out.
Tighten it down now that I'm home free now. You're home free now. You're home free.
What's the dude's name that I took his coat from?
Baby.
You a damn liar.
Gucci.
He wants his jacket back so he's ready to go.
What's that his name?
He's got a funky name. Booby Baby Boomer or something. I don't know. So you can like really mess with him on that.
Okay, well, you're going to come down and get it.
Welcome back. And please put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for your host, Mr. Steve Harvey.
Hey, player. I knew you was gonna come back. Left something, didn't you? With your cool ass. You know, I said sit back down. No. Yeah, I got your coat, though. Oh, the thug's coat. Oh. They told me backstage your name Boogie. All right, Boogie. What you do for a living, Boogie?
Oh, computer school.
Computer school. Boogie, come on now. Come on. I asked you what you do for a living, and the answer that popped into your head was computer school. Let me rephrase the question. How do you earn money?
Computer technology.
Computer technology. Boogie. I know we shouldn't say this to one another as black people, but you can't spell motherfucking technology. No good in hell well, your ass ain't into nothing technical. You shouldn't even judge a book by its cover, but There's nothing about you that says computer or school. Now, Boogie, I got your coat. How bad you want it back, Boogie? Just don't really matter. See, little shit like that, the coat don't matter, lets me further know what it is you really do. Now, Boogie, I'm going to get off of you because it could lead to trouble because you look like you done shot 4 or 5 people before. Boogie, you probably kicked my ass, can't you? You the man. I hear you, Boogie. I know that's right. Because don't think for 1 minute you can just whoop my ass, Boogie. You get that shit off your mind. You can forget about the WB in these goddamn suits. My ass is from the projects. You fuck with me, Boogie, my ass will act project-ish. I was raised in the church. Y'all can't play with me. My mama raised me. How many of y'all had to go to church all the time? Clap. Clap if you had to go to church all the time. Now, let me say something now. Don't clap if you don't really mean it. Because when I say all the time, I mean all the time. Monday night prayer meeting, Tuesday Bible study, Wednesday missionary meeting, Thursday deacon board meeting, Friday young people meeting, Saturday old people meeting, Sunday everybody meeting. My mama made us go to church so much. I used to look at my mama sometimes and just say, Mama, I'd rather go to hell. Because they're going to heaven just way too much pressure. Don't you get no credit for going last week? Why we got to go every night? When you go to church all the time when you a kid, you don't really care for church that much. So what you got to do is you got to find little things to like about church to make you want to go. And the thing that I had to find about church to make me want to go, it might seem a little strange to you, but the one thing that happened in church that made me want to go all the time was when I found out that there was people that cussed at the church. That might not do it for y'all, but damn it, that done it for me. I wanted to go all the time, but it surprised me who I found out cussed. The person that I found out cussed at my church was my mama's best friend, Sister Odell. Sister Odell was 84 years old, senile, but she cussed, and I didn't know it. And the day I found out that she cussed, we was having a bake sale up at the church, you know, for the building fund. Don't sit there and act like you ain't familiar with the building fund at your church. There ain't a black church in America that ain't got a building fund. We done had a building fund at my church since I was 4 years old. Ain't put a doorknob on the damn church yet. And we had this bake sale. And Sister Odell was standing back there working the cookies and stuff with my mama. And I didn't know that Sister Odell didn't like Deacon Thornton. And Deacon Thornton was about 3 people behind me. And I was standing there and I gave her my quarter for my cupcake. And Sister Odell saw Deacon Thornton and leaned over to my mama and said, "Here come this sorry motherfucker here." You know what that do to you when you 9 years old, when you hear somebody say something like that? So after that, I wanted to go to church all the time so I could sit next to Sister Odell. Because Sister Odell ain't never let me down. They be passing the tray around. I don't know how much money these motherfuckers think I got. I'm sick of this shit. I got bills in my motherfucking house. You keep passing this son of a bitch by me, you gonna fuck around, come up, shout. And the other thing I love about Sister Odell was when they had that portion of the service that they called devotion. Devotion. This is the part of service where you can stand up and testify on the goodness of the Lord. Now, if you don't want to testify, you can sing a song. Now, if you're going to sing a song, the key is you're supposed to sing a song everybody know. You ain't supposed to do the one you wrote on the way in. And that was my favorite part, because when Sister Odell stood up, she never wanted to just testify. She always had a song. And I used to just sit up in my chair, because I knew Sister Odell was going to give me one. Because Sister Odell was old and senile. All she did was watch TV, go to church. She'd get through a church, she'd go home, watch TV. Get through watching TV, she'd go on, go to church. So when you're old and senile, you got to be careful. You don't know, because all that will run together on you. Sister Odell, stand up to testify. Giving honor to God. Pastor. Everyone's. I just came to tell you just how good my God has been. Hey. I want to tell you just how good my Lord has been. I got a song. I'm going to sing it. If you know it, feel free. I'm gonna tell you how good God's been. I'm gonna tell you how good God's been. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If it wasn't for the courage of the crew, the minnow would be lost. I said the minnow would be lost. I'm talking about the love boat. Exciting and brand new. I said the love boat, my Lord. A new adventure waiting for you. The big league got my kind of back. As long as you forgot you and sweet Jesus, it ain't nothing wrong with that. I said I'm moving on ahead. He hails from the south side of Chicago, Illinois. Of HBO's Def Jam. He has a reoccurring role on the hit sitcom entitled Moesha. You've seen him in the hit movie The Players Club. He is the co-star of the movie entitled Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Charlotte, put your goddamn hands together and show your love for the one and only Bernie
shit it is. White folks in the house, goddamn. I see white folks in the house. I want to say, first off, welcome. Goddamn it, welcome. Boy, when white folks come to you, boy, you successful. You somebody. North Carolina. Shit. Man, you know I'm so tired. I've been shaking hands all motherfucking night. No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm tired. Black folks shake hands, white folks different. Black folks, you gotta be in fucking shape. Show me some love, motherfucker. Show me some love. You be tired than a motherfucker. Ain't the world bad? New Year's Eve, 2000. White man Ted in the world coming. You some of a bitch went out and bought water, sardines, potted meat, soup. Man, 11:30, you were scared like a motherfucker. You thought you were going to die for sure 12 o'clock, eh? Quit believing everything you got damn here. Shit. Believe in yourself. I don't believe shit until shit happens. You know, I can't believe fucking kids. Everybody talking about kids. Everybody talking about how bad kids is. You know it's bad. But see, you can't say kids bad. I say it for you. These motherfuckers bad. I will fuck a kid up. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying what you can't say. You feel the same goddamn way out here. Some bitch kids are goddamn smart for me. Sassy, talk his head, shaking and shit. Talk to the hand. Some from the old school, I'll kick a kid ass. When a kid get 1 year old, I believe he got the right to hit him in the throat or the stomach. If you're grown enough to talk back, you're grown enough to get fucked up. Don't tell me all this shit. See, it ain't the kid, it's us. See, we're some punk-ass fans, see. See, we the pussy-ass fans today. See, I need to go back in the old school because there ain't no grandmama no more. Ain't that a bitch? See, ain't no grandmama. Remember Big Mama? See, Big Mama gone. See, you're a grandmama now, what, you 24? Great-grandmama 36. Talking about I ain't babysitting shit. She got her hair done, nail done, fucked up ass hairdo. I'm so sick of motherfucking these motherfucking hairdos with the glue on them, don't move and shit. I'm so tired of that shit. You know that, man. Man, you know what? Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water. This shit gotta last. And you know black women, that shit lasts one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hair and nails done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't you ask none. They don't even want no sleep. They'll sleep just like this here. And if you do get it, you better not fuck with a hair. Don't touch my hair. You know what I mean? You fuck with a black woman hair, she'll kick your goddamn ass. Man, black women, blacks don't mess around. We different from night and day. But we the same. But we do shit different. Black people are the only people to go to work, man, and tell the boss what the fuck we gonna do. I'm not doing shit. Don't fuck with me today. I ain't come here to work. I'm tired. My son got shot. I'm sick of this shit. You know it, huh? We funny. But I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but they do shit different. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich. Drink their goddamn tea. 15 minutes, they back on the fucking job. My people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. I don't know what's wrong with us. When we go on break, that's just what the fuck we do. We break. You got to look for our motherfucking ass. You seen Johnny? Yeah. I'm tired. You can't keep doing the same thing. Ain't your body changed? I'm 42, but I'm in good shape. But I'm tired. My body weary. I can't, you know, I'm sick of sex. Why every time I come, I'm sick of fucking. No, I don't know about you. I ain't gonna bullshit. I can't do it like I used to. I used to be good. I ain't good like that no more. My shit is quick, fast. My wife gonna tell me, I'm gonna get a young man. Go get the motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Go get him. And I'll watch, that's why I watch. You ain't gonna kill me, man. It don't take all night to fuck all night, 45 minutes. What the fuck for 45 minutes? What the fuck am I trying to prove here? It don't take no all night to get no orgasm. 3 minutes. That's all I'm giving you. That's all the hook I got. Oh, I don't care about you talking about me. Bernie Mac can't fuck. I don't give a fuck. Shit, but I got mine. You better get yours. If you don't bust a nut when I get mine, you fresh out of fucking luck with me. Talk about me all the fuck you want. I'm telling you, it is. 3 minutes. That's a heavyweight one round bout. And people done got knocked out in the first goddamn round. You laying there, I'm pumping my ass out. Stop all that hollering, bust a nut so we can go to sleep. Fuck you hollering, ho. I'm tired. I'm 42 years old. Talking about coochie. Fuck coochie. All sex. I'm sick of all that shit. Come on, do something special. Bust your motherfucking head out of the fuck I do. Put your mouth on me. For what, you nasty son of my bitch? You ain't gonna put your mouth on me. I asked you to put your mouth on me. You should have goddamn asked you. If I want all sex, I gotta give clues. I gotta give hints. Come here, put your head right here for a minute, you know. Then here come attitude. What you trying to say? I know you ain't asked me to suck your dick, is you? You better get your mama to suck your dick. Selfish son of my bitch. I like it too. Then when they do it, they try to do the shit wrong so you can tell them to stop. When they finally do it, they play, they don't know what they're doing. Real fucked up. So you can say, oh, that's all right. I don't say that's all right, no. I let them keep going because they got to learn. They got to learn. That's what I got to learn. Then it's funny. It's funny. Because when they do it, you know, we all grown. We all grown here. You ever see when you do get special attention? I had a woman one time, long time ago. She was giving me special attention, but she was looking dead at me, you know. What the fuck are you looking at me for? You know, I don't know what to say to her. What the fuck are you talking? What you doing, a good job? Keep up the good work. You know that, right? It's true. See, I say once again what you scared to say. When I talked about the kids, you know, it ain't no bad thing. Though sometimes you want to say, you ugly son of a bitch. But it's not right. It's not appropriate to say, you stupid motherfucker, you. These little kids, you be saying when your relatives, your niece and nephew come over, you be like, my sister ain't doing a goddamn thing with this kid. See, that's why I'm opening up a daycare center. When I retire from comedy, I'm opening up to prove to you that I'm trustworthy. I will fuck your kid up. You ain't got to fill out no application. The first 3 months free. You don't need no hidden videos around the house to see what the fuck is going on. Because when you come to pick your kid up, I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you what the fuck is going on. When you come to pick your kid up and he got a knot on the corner of his head, you say, what happened to my son? I'm going to tell you, I took a hammer and slapped the fuck out of him. Jumping on my goddamn couch. Sit your punk ass down. No, I'm not tired. North Carolina, I'm going to tell you, stuff you got to pray for me. See, it ain't that you what you say is how you say it. It's jokes. It's fun. But it's also the truth. In the back of your mind, you be wanting to say this shit sometime. See, my mama tell you, my daughter, 22 years old. She's away from home for 5 years. Ain't nobody been in the house but me and my wife. 25 years, man. Beautiful thing. I ain't sending for no applause. I'm trying to tell you a story. Me and my wife been in the house walking around naked eating and everything. Shit get broke, I know who the fuck did it, you know. Now I got 3 new people in my damn house. I got my sister. See, we family. No, can I? We family. I'm going to talk to you. We family. I got my sister's children.
living with me now. I'm about to go crazy like a motherfucker around here, you know? See, my sister on drugs. I ain't ashamed to tell you. Some of your family members fucked up too around here. I ain't ashamed to tell you. But my brother called me, North Carolina. My brother said, he said, Matt, you got to come home, man. The court gonna separate the kids. I said, no, you know, I can't have that. I can't have that. I said, I'm gonna be there. Now, mind y'all, North Carolina, I know him, but I don't know him. You know what I'm talking about? I know the kids, but I don't know these motherfuckers, you know? 2, 4, and 6. Ooh, shit, come help me babysit these motherfuckers. I get there, I'm in court. The judge said the Mack family. I stood up, I said, yes, Your Honor. I'm part of the Mack family. He said, we're going to separate the kids. I said, Your Honor, you mean separate like divide? He said, very good, Mr. Mack, very good. I said, you know what? I said, Your Honor, I can't allow that. I said, my brother and I, we're going to split custody. That motherfucker turned his back on me like he didn't say shit. Yeah, punk, some of a bitch. See, you know, Cain killed Abel, you know what I mean? I said, Your Honor, I'm going to take the kid for 6 months, and my brother going to take the kid for 6 months. This punk son of a bitch, get up and walk the fuck out. I ain't seen him since. If I ever seen him, I'm fucking him up on sight. I'm going to bust his head to the white meat. I'll slap all over. Y'all going to read about it. Whenever I see this motherfucker, going to be a misunderstanding. It's going to be some furniture moving around this motherfucker. I said, Your Honor, I take the kids. Now I got these three, some of them, excuse my French. That's what I want to say, you know. These motherfuckers on my goddamn nerve. Y'all got to pray for me. And that two-year-old, she the motherfucker. She the ringleader. This haven't been here before. She a shepherd for the devil. She worked for the devil. And the four-year-old, my sister was really getting high with her because she don't talk, she don't say shit. All she do is look at your ass like this here. I told her ass the other day, I said, let me tell you something. If a fire break out, you better have a whistle or a horn or something. Because you're going to be a burning up motherfucker fucking with me. I ain't got time for no deaf mute. Talk! Holler! No, tell her like this. Then the six-year-old, he a homosexual. No, I don't need you. No six-year-old walk all like this here. Crying all the goddamn time. Quit crying, just a push-up or something. I came in the house the other day, man, at 1:30 in the morning. The two-year-old gonna send the faggot downstairs for some milk and cookies. I'm going upstairs, he coming down, he gonna walk past me like I'm a visitor. I said, where you going? He said, to get some milk and cookies. He said it so funny, I wanted to hear it again. I said, get some what? He says, I'm not going to cook. I love the motherfucker, but he's a faggot, you know. I told him, I said, man, it's too goddamn late for some damn cookies and milk, man. Take your punk ass upstairs and get some rest. That's how I talk to him. Fuck that timeout shit. I ain't got time for these badass kids. These kids will kill you. They gonna kill me. I'm gonna kill them. I can see y'all reading Jed and Ebony right now. He talking. It's a shame how Bernie fucked up those damn kids. I can't get no rest. They walk around the house 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Got their finger under my nose, seeing if I'm breathing, all that kind of shit. Badass, some of my bitches. Rocking all the goddamn time. Ain't no psychologist. Then this other man gonna sit up there, she gonna go upstairs. The 2-year-old, heard the 2-year-old say, where the cookies and shit? He gonna tell her, him downstairs. Who the fuck is him? Like I ain't got no name or something. Him downstairs. The 2-year-old said, well, I go get this shit myself. She gonna walk her little bow-legged head downstairs. I'm standing in the corner. I watch her get a little step ladder. She gonna go on open the refrigerator. I said, what the fuck you doing? She looked at me, I'm gonna get some milk and cook. I said, didn't I tell your punk-ass boy he couldn't have no goddamn cookie? Are you listening when I tell the faggot he couldn't have no... Now I'm telling your short ass he can't have no goddamn milk cookie.
Get your punk ass upstairs before you get fucked up around here. Or she gonna look at me like I'm short, you know. No, North Carolina. Everybody in this room know what that look mean. That look mean you wanna do something to me. So I backed up. And I told her, bust a move. Bust a motherfucking move. No, man, the kid's mad. See, because back in the day, Big Mama. Big Mama was that old motherfucker with that old flower dress on and those swollen ass ankles. And she had a wig on, be cocked to the side. And she slid her feet when she walked and shit. And she hummed. That's what I miss. Big Mama. You know you got your ass whooped, so you couldn't even talk when Big Mama was talking to grown folks. Remember that? When Big Mama was talking to somebody, you had to shut what they called the fuck up. If Big Mama was talking to somebody, she said, girl, you know, I went to the store, I got two tomatoes, some taters, some lettuce. No, you didn't, Big Mama. And like I said, you when I got the motherfucker, she said, knock the paws in your motherfucking ass. You know you hurt when you cry and you pause. You ever had a pause? When a motherfucker hit you in your throat, make your teeth click. You bite the back of your tongue, you can't cry. When you cry like that, man, your soul is fucked up. You hurt. My big mama used to come to school. She would never would tell you when she's going to come. Just pop the fuck up. And all of a sudden, somebody walk in the door, and everybody be whispering, who mama that? Who mama that is? Who mama that is? You can always tell who mama was, because they be playing like they doing some work. Oh, that's your motherfucking mama now. That's when they used to slap the shit at you in the street. Remember how you used to get whooped in the street? Now people get all in your business. Don't do that. Don't say that. They got a leash on you at the airport. I see people with a leash on the kid. Come here. Come here. You're going too far. I wish I would put a chain on my goddamn hood. Stay there. Don't move. Don't move, motherfucker. You shouldn't do that. Shut the fuck up. People get in your goddamn business. All I want to tell you what you can and cannot do. Don't say this. Fuck you. Don't you tell me what the fuck to do. I'll kick my kid ass. I'll beat him in his sleep. Put some Kool-Aid on their eyes and lips so they can't holler and can't see. And take an iron cord and wear their ass out. That's how you do this shit. Because everybody in this room got discipline. Every man in this room, we sit here, we laugh and joke. It's cool. But we scared of a woman. Eh? For some reason, I ain't talking about scared like a punk. Let's look at the women. I ask you to clap. Because y'all some know the song is too. You know, but see, women like to be your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your accountant, your pastor. They want to tell you what to do, when to come, where you going. Who you talking to? Who over there? Sit down here. Don't park the car there. Slow down. Light red. Stop. Look out. Taste this. Shut the fuck up. When your family, when you love, a lot of things come along with that. That's why I try to tell my aunt. So I got an auntie. Everybody got somebody in the family that ain't properly right. Everybody got somebody in the family that don't do right by everybody. I got my auntie, man, she treat the kids like shit, you know. You know, she's real uppity. She show out, she don't be herself. You know, she treat her kids like they up here, but she treat everybody else like they fucking down here. That's what I don't like about her. You know, she treat her kids like they special. She got my little nephew, she got the school bus picking this motherfucker up, and the school directly across the street. He's small. But he stutter real bad. He kind of slow. He stutter real. We want no. you one of them type of motherfucker, you know. You know, I told him go let that motherfucker get looked at. She won't ever do it. She don't think nothing wrong with him. He on the corner waiting on the school bus. The school bus pull up, open the door. He walks up, asks a question. Bus driver closed the door and drove the fuck off. Next day, same corner. Brother on the corner, bus driver pulled up, opened the door. He did it again. Bus driver closed the door and drove the fuck off. He ain't got time for this shit here. Oh, he mad now. He go home and tell my auntie. My auntie, ain't this a bitch? This shit is wrong. I'm going to school with you in the morning. And I wish that bus driver will drive off, and I bet it's going to be some smoke in the city. Oh, she took my little nephew, put him on the corner. She went in the bushes and hid. School bus pulled up on time, same corner, opened the door, he did it again. Bus driver did like this, closed the door, Monty jumped out. Hold on! Black son of a bitch! What's your damn problem? Deny my son his education. Bus driver jumped off the bus and said, "Hey." He was teasing me. It's all love, baby. See, you know what, North Carolina? If we stand up here and we laugh and joke, everybody say, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that. See, fun is fun. Jokes is jokes. Ain't nobody, this is just expression. We talk your language, we talk this every day, you hear it, you know it. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of. See, when everybody say, you talk this way, you talk this way, you talk that way. I had a white guy tell me, he said, "Burn, why do black people always use the word motherfucker?" Well, I'm going to break down what the word motherfucker actually means. Motherfucker is something that black folks been using for years. It's about expression. Don't be ashamed of the word motherfucker. Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing. You know, when you hear black folks, we loud. That's our defense mechanism. We loud. We talk aggressive, you know. But get that, you know, we ain't gonna do nothing to you. We ain't gonna do nothing to you. You know, we'll tell you in a minute, you know, I'll blow this motherfucker up, you know. You ain't never known a black terrorist in the day of your life. You ain't never known a black man to blow up a goddamn thing. First of all, where you gonna buy the dynamite from and from who? The first time he tried to buy some dynamite, he going to jail like a motherfucker. Just expression. I had a guy, man, when you see my people, you see them in the social place, you see them in the mall, you see them in the bowling alley, and you might see three or four brothers together, you might hear the word motherfucker 32 times. And you might hear just two regular English words. But the conversation makes sense like a motherfucker. Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucking Bobby? That motherfucker owed me $35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he's gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my $35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker four motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She gonna play like the motherfucker wasn't in. are starting to cuss her motherfucking ass out. But I don't want no motherfucking trouble. But I'll tell you one motherfucking thing. The next motherfucking time I see this motherfucker and he ain't got my motherfucking money, I'm gonna bust his motherfucking head and I'm out this motherfucker.
Cedric the Entertainer, and I play much like Avery Johnson. And I love the game of basketball. When I pass it to my teammates, the Twin Towers here, who would be Tim Duncan, and then the David Robinson, the Admiral.
I gotta go with Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Phil.
You know, because Phil, man, is a philosopher, man.
Yeah.
A motivator.
Motivator.
Yeah. Teacher.
Phil Jackson, you know. Study!
And that's rare too, a white man with a high ass. That's rare.
The player that epitomizes me is old Kareem. He don't do nothing. And you know what? Don't matter how much skill nobody got, I find a way to win.
You feel so, Jack.
Just like Kareem.
Scotty!
I think the player that in the league now that best describes my comedy is Gary Payton of the Seattle.
The glove.
He D you up, he got offense. He's well respected. He talks a lot of trash.
How you look?
Dog. And neither one of us is that attractive.
That's probably my other player would be Sprewell, because sometimes my comedy just chokes shit out you.
I choke shit out you. Y'all don't know me. Look at my eyes. I'm crazy. I might come off nice, and I might seem like a good guy. I'm wild.
I got a girl with a kid, but I'm leaving town.
Man, so all this time, 2 years, and then you walk. You don't know how you feel until you get to this point.
I got chicks in LA just to rub me down. I got ladies over there in Chinatown. You got a worldwide chick sending on the set.
You know how I feel? I don't even know.
Tell me, baby.
This is the last walk. Last time.
Sweet. Tell me, yeah. Ooh, baby.
Hey, Charlotte, we love y'all. Good night. Y'all stay black.
Soon the clock strikes 10 tonight. I'll be dipped and I'll be heading out. No doubt my arms is where you need to be. So grab your things, you're coming home with me. On top of mowing while you're phoning me. I'll curl your toes and then you're off to sleep.
What you want, what you need, what you want, what you need, sleep, what you want, what you need, what you want, what you need, sleep, what you want, what you need, what you want.